Proceed.
We're coming into open session. The time is 8 o'clock. The closed session, no action was taken. Next item is the Brown Act, AB 1234, and sexual harassment training to be held annually or as required by law. New business.
There's nothing in there for it.
What?
This is basically to decide what we're going to do. I asked it to be put on the agenda. That what we wanted to do is, usually it's every 2 years for sexual harassment, blah, blah, blah. And I kind of wanted to do it every year to, just to be on top of the game, because the way things change, because, you know, gender neutral, gender whatever, it's like how, what, where, why, when. And if we are on top of this every year, there's no question about our training.
Especially with the Me Too issues that are coming up now.
Okay, so that was basically what it was after. Any comments on it or questions of the thought?
What is the additional cost associated with the second year training?
It's a 2 hour training, so to the extent I'm here, I mean, at any point you could invite me here and it'd be a 2 hour training, so it'd be 2 hours of my time. I think there's a discounted rate for public entities. I want to say it's probably in the neighborhood of $500.
Okay, so why should you receive the additional training? We have out there less than 25 employees. Is it required mandatory by law?
For public agencies, yes.
Even if there's less than 25?
Even if there's less than 25. I'd also say this, I'll say this, even for private agencies, it's best practice simply because of the climate right now. And in addition, there's an additional cause of action called failure to prevent harassment. So to the extent you don't do training, that could be problematic if you're ever sued in the future.
This is a proposal I came up with. We already do it every 2 years. But because of the way society is changing and the laws are changing almost on a minute-by-minute basis, I'm asking that we do this every year as an annual thing to keep us ahead of the law, so there's less chance of somebody coming in saying we're harassing or we don't have the proper training. So it's going to add, I'm going to just throw it on the outside, it's going to add $1,500 a year to the budget every other year. So if we were amortized, it would be about $750 to $1,000 a year increase.
Even though it's not mandatory.
Right. It's not mandatory, but I'm trying to be preemptive and make sure to keep us out of that kind of trouble.
Well, I take the other position that we do what's required by law.
We could also even partner up with other districts and do it.
And there is another way, maybe. You said internet has some kind of deal on it?
The law requires the harassment training to be interactive.
Oh,
there are some agencies that have put together interactive, what they call interactive CDs. I don't think it's best practice. I always say that you should have an attorney present. I know for some of our clients, like for instance in the mountains, we've done multiple agencies at once, so it's just one shot and they share the costs. Happy to do that. I'm sure we could work something out.
Yeah, exactly.
And in fact, I'll just go ahead and offer to them to the extent that you want for this year to see what it's like. I'm happy to do it gratis for 2 hours so you see what the training's like.
Ellie, didn't I ask about other districts last week?
Yeah, I contacted High Valley Water District.
Uh-huh.
They were more interested in the AB 1234 training.
Uh-huh.
But this is in conjunction
combined,
with.
Yeah.
We're still going to do the 1234. I just want to add that we do it every year.
Yeah. They weren't interested in doing it every year, but just on an as-needed basis.
Well, and let me suggest this too. Like, again, for the mountains, what we did is a full-day seminar where all the agencies came together. We did AB 1234, AB 1661, which is the harassment, and then also a component for new board members. So someone who's stepping on the board who's never done it before,
right,
who needs to understand, you know, how they interact with each other and what to expect from the agencies. So we have those three presentations. We did a day long, made it kind of social, had pizza. So that's something that could be done too.
Well, that to me sounds, that's kind of what I was getting at, is to do those, because the change of the environment is always happening, so it's...
We just want the pizza.
And do you do, you guys don't do an annual board retreat or anything like that, where you take a day and go through your strategy points and what you want to do as a board for that year?
No.
No, but that does sound like
that
a good idea.
Great.
That's something
we need to do that.
Well, there's been talk about future planning type of
the
things.
Visioning session, kind of.
Okay, so I need either take action on this or not take action.
Are we going to have a date for this, or what are we doing, or are we going to figure that out later, or we're just going to just, Ellie's just going to call us and say, you got to show up this day?
I can do that too.
I make the motion we do it every year. Let me rephrase that.
What are
that.
We doing? Wait a minute.
I make the motion that we do the Brown Act AB 1234 and social or sexual harassment training every year or annually.
I second it.
And I presume that'd be scheduled by management.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and but also to with our blessing to contact other agencies. Say,
oh, yeah.
We're putting this together. Are you in or out? You know, offer it to them. You know, Mission Valley, High Desert, or High Valley, Mountain Springs, or whatever, Banning.
Does it have to be the smallest? Can we not invite
High
Banning?
Valley?
Well,
Beaumont, Cherry Valley,
and,
Water.
Banning Heights.
Yeah, all, you know, basically all the past water.
Make for part of the journey.
Yeah.
We could also invite the state board, too.
And
don't forget the other special districts. I know there's recreation districts that might have a bigger facility for if we're inviting a number of people.
Okay, so I have the motion made by Director Israel to hold the AB 1234 and the sexual harassment training annually, scheduled by management. Other agencies are also welcome to participate in the training. Made by Director Israel, second by Director Davis. Director Sanderson?
Can I ask for clarification? The Brown Act is coupled with the sexual harassment. Is that correct or no?
They're two different trainings.
I understand, but on this motion,
it's for
they're,
both
they're together?
To be held annually, both classes to be held.
I abstain.
Director Israel?
Yes.
Director Wargo?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Yes.
And Director Link?
Yes. Next item, transfer of funds from district general account to the LAIF account. Elliot approached me about this, and the idea was to take some money out of the checking account, put it in the LAIF where it's returning an interest.
Mm-hmm. As of right now, the district's general account, which is basically the account that water revenue goes into and we use to pay the district's bills.
Yeah, with tax and revenue.
Yes. That account is a non-interest-bearing account. Mm-hmm. So I would like to propose, now that we have a decent amount of funds in the general right now, I'd like to propose that we transfer a set amount to the LAIF account, where it is an interest-bearing account.
But so it's a liquid asset. We can pull it out anytime we need it.
We can. It does require board approval in order to transfer money in or out. Uh-huh. But the way I look at it, if we pull a conservative amount out of the general account and leave an amount left to pay the bills, which I think we'll cover, then if something crazy happens and we need to pull money back out of the LAIF, we can, but we still have that interest that we accrued.
Okay.
So.
What's the percentage? How much are we talking about moving?
The accountant, she did ask if she should stay. I told her I told her unless she felt it was really necessary for her to stay, she was welcome to leave. But she, I talked to her earlier today, she had no problem with this. I would recommend pulling out $150,000 and transferring it to the LAIF account. She had no issues with this. It's a conservative amount, so we would still have sufficient funds in the general account. I think a little more than sufficient, but I'm very conservative with that. But if the board would like to pull more out or pull less out, it's entirely up to the board.
But didn't you ask percentages on what we're earning?
Yeah, what's the interest rate?
I don't have the interest rate, but it's...
There's nothing in the packet about it.
It's okay, it's all right. The reason one is, one, LAIF, the local agency investment plan, if you have not been there to understand what happens, it's a very complex situation. What they're doing is they got what are brokers almost, like sitting there watching this money, and they have agencies and people calling them on the minute, on the hour, saying we want to take a loan out for 30 days, and what is it going to be? And it going to be 1%, maybe 0.5%. Some people have offered 3 or 4%. When they say 3 or 4%, they say, oh no, you're a problem. If you need to pay that kind of interest, there's something wrong. And they're very conservative. All that money in that account is ours. It's not touched by the state fund. They don't have a high hammer amount. I asked lots of questions about that. So it's a basically, it's almost like you're looking at a Wall Street trading, where they're sitting there, they've got agencies and people calling on the basis of we want a loan this much for this long, and what's the rate? It's 0.75% or 1% or 1.25 for that term. So that's what it is. It's not okay. Is that enough explanation, or do you need more?
I would probably need more. I don't have enough information to make a vote.
Can I just interject a little bit? A variable interest rate, probably, that's not below the market.
It has nothing to do with the market. It's what this. It's based on trading through. I can't remember the word. I gotta remember. This was 10 years ago that I went.
I'm for it. I'm not questioning at all.
I hammered them really bad asking them questions about this in general funding, because they were saying it was your money. And I asked them, I said, are you trying to convince us or yourself that it's not, you know, money going into the state? All it is a place for us to put our funds, and they're invested to return an interest better than what we're getting now. That's basically all it is. It's basically taking from our checking account, putting it in a savings account, and if we need it, we just extract from that.
If it helps clarify things just a little bit, I could be wrong here, but if you look at your profit and loss report, if you look at the first page in your financial section, if you look at line item 20, interest income, I could be wrong, but I believe that is related to the LAIF account. It'll show for December only. We made $444 in interest. Year to date, it shows we made $4,112, and then we're budgeting interest of about $7,400. So while it is not a huge amount of interest, it does help a little bit with the budget.
We're halfway there though with what we're doing now.
But the more money you put into a savings or interest-bearing account, the more interest you'll gain. So I bring this up only because I think a little interest is better than no interest, but it's entirely up to the board. You can table it. It's not an urgent matter. It's entirely up to you.
I make the motion we do it.
Well,
I second the motion.
Okay. Any more questions, comments? Once the motion's put forward, it's still open to discussion.
I don't have enough information on it.
Okay, that's
all right. 9%. And just for clarification purposes, can the board clarify the amount to transfer, please?
You recommended one.
I recommended $150,000. So that.
I made the motion.
So, Director Israel, could you clarify the amount to transfer?
Oh, $150,000.
From the general account to the labor account? Thank you.
Yeah, you know the rest of it.
Okay, and that was second by Director Sanderson?
Yes.
All right, so Director Sanderson?
Aye.
Director Israel?
Aye.
Director Wargo?
No.
Director Davis?
Aye.
And Director Link?
Aye. Personal comments. Future agenda items, anybody have any future agenda items? Yes, sir.
I would like the board to consider to put on the agenda that we invite local pastors or preachers to offer a prayer at the beginning of the meeting.
Okay.
Right after we have that moment of silence or before the moment of silence.
Okay.
I'd like the board to consider that.
All right. I don't see it. Okay. You can put my name as a second on that if you need that.
I have no problem with that. I think that would be good. That would be nice.
It would be followed within the, actually the way the federal government does it in Congress and everything else. So.
I would add, be cognizant. There's nothing wrong with that, but it needs to be open to all faiths.
Okay. Oh, yeah. That,
oh, yeah. Okay.
I'm okay with.
Yeah, that's what San Antonio passed us.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is that going on to the agenda
for this? Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Anybody else have a future agenda item they'd like to put on the board? Management comments? Any comments, sir?
That's it.
Okay. Board member comments? Any board member comments?
Yeah, I have a comment. We're not a comment. Ellie, you need to change that calendar up there.
Okay.
Or something, not you. I mean,
I'll do it. I'll
next board meeting is Finance and Audit on February 20th at 5 p.m. Regular board meeting on February 20th at 6 p.m. Personnel Committee, none. Pass Water Alliance, meeting is on January 24th of 2017.
2018.
Yeah,
well, it says right here, 2017.
Somebody typed it wrong. Who typed this?
It'll be a while until everybody gets that. It's common.
Yes, sir.
I've written it 2018.
Director
Davis.
He was reminded me that Ellie and I have been checking on the CRW Expo.
Uh-huh.
It's in April, but they still haven't put the schedule or the costs.
Oh.
So as soon as it comes up, it'll be on the agenda if you guys can.
Then you can get a new calendar.
Yeah, we'll get a new calendar.
And are they still going to have it in Tahoe?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
South Tahoe.
So I got to figure out if I'm going, and if I'm going, I have relatives who live up there, so that means I have to take my wife.
Isn't that the problem?
I think it's the well.
Oh, that's not Vegas, huh? Okay.
It's like Vegas.
No, I go to Vegas without John.
Well, you know, if you want to bring a spouse or a guest, correct me if I'm wrong, Joe, but as long as it doesn't cost more than what an authorized district personnel, then you may have your spouse or whoever your guest company with you. And then anything else, you know, personal needs and food and all that, then they have to come out of either yours or the other person's pocket.
Oh, that would be a no-brainer. Well.
Well, somebody didn't have no brains last time.
Understood.
Right.
So that's easy to do. Just run into receipts at every meal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Make a motion, we adjourn.
I second.
We adjourn. All those opposed?
I'm good.
It's 8:20.
Thank you. And guess what I get to do? Go home, kick the dog, do the